views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm Julie Kroll and I thank you all for joining us here today. We have a special show for you. Imagine, how is it possible for 7 million people to all want the same thing? Peace, happiness, abundance, opportunity, safety, security, and love, and be unable to get it? Good question. And what if our global nightmare is being created by our own beliefs? Our guest today says we keep trying to change the behaviors of people in the world when what we should be trying to change is beliefs, principally our beliefs about God. For those are the beliefs that undergird most of the laws and institutions, customs and conventions of human beings, and even for those who do not believe in God. He says, unjust, cruel, and inhumane social conditions can only be changed by changing the beliefs that produce those conditions. It is time for human beings to begin replacing their old spiritual dogma with an ethos of unity and cooperation, understanding and compassion, generosity and love. Yet this will take a change of mind and a change of heart and courage. The courage to reject every notion, every idea, every teaching of a God who would reject us. Sound interesting? Yes. And he says, with just a very little effort, we can change things. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment as you open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self. Really welcome whatever it is you're to hear and whatever you have to need in this moment, whatever is coming at you in this perfect present moment. As I introduce our guest, Neil Donald Walsh is a modern-day spiritual messenger whose words continue to touch the world in profound ways. With an early interest in religion and a deeply felt connection to spirituality, Neil spent the majority of his life thriving professionally, yet searching for spiritual meaning before experiencing his now famous Conversation with God. The Conversations with God series of books that emerged from those encounters has been translated into 37 languages, touching millions and inspiring important changes in their day-to-day lives. Neil has written 28 books on spirituality and its practical application in everyday life. 7 of those have reached the New York Times bestseller list. His latest book is titled God's Message to the World, You've Got Me All Wrong. It was released last October. Neil has created several projects, including the CWG Foundation, Humanities Team, Evolution Revolution, the Changing Change Network, and the Global Conversation. He has a home in Southern Oregon where he lives with his wife, the American poet, M. Claire. Welcome, Neil.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. I appreciate you inviting me.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely to have you here, and what a topic this is. So I'm really honored to have this conversation with you, and I'd like to start it off with our perennial question that really sets the tone for our show, and I like to ask it of all of our guests because we get some of the most beautiful responses. So I'm going to ask you, Neil Donald Walsh, what does all things connected mean to you?
It means exactly what it says. It means precisely what the words would seem to mean. It means that all things are one thing, that there is only one thing, and that all things are part of the one thing there is. I call that one thing the essential essence, the purest energy or life force of the universe, if you will, that some of us call God, and that can shape itself or form itself into any manifestation through a process of physicalization that it chooses. And when I say that it chooses, I mean that all of its constituent parts choose. Since all things are one thing, the interesting thing about this pure essence is that it responds to the manipulations of itself. That is, energy has the power to affect itself. Energy impacts upon energy itself. And so every manifestation of energy, including human beings, who are simply manifestations of energy, have the ability to use the energy that flows through them, in them, and as them, in the way that they choose. Therefore, each individual manifestation that we call human beings has the ability to take that energy and manipulate it such that it can produce specific and particular outcomes, or other manifestations, if you will, on a consistent and predictable basis. Furthermore, when more than one or two of those people get together, when that power that is inherent in all living things is harnessed consciously and with intent by a large number of people, the effect, the ability that those manifestations have to create their reality is magnified exponentially. So we see then that we are given by life itself the extraordinary ability to create life itself in whatever shape or form that we would collectively and individually choose. This is not something that the largest number of people on our planet are taking advantage of, or even perhaps that the largest number of people on the planet even know about specifically. But it is, in fact, what is true. The reason that we don't know about it in the largest number is that we are still a very young species, quite young, actually, compared to the age of the cosmos itself, or even, for that matter, the age of this planet. If the age of this planet were overlaid on a calendar year, just for purposes of scale, the first simple single-cell form of life would not have appeared on this planet until the end of February, using that one-year calendar as a scale for the age of the Earth. And more sophisticated and complex life forms, fishes of the sea, for instance, would not have appeared until late November. Dinosaurs would not have appeared until the 7th or 10th of December, and would not have disappeared from this planet until December 25th. Humanoids, that is, mammals who walk upright on two legs, would not have appeared until December 29th or December 30th. And the whole of human history, as we understand it, would have taken place in the last 60 seconds of the year. That's how young we are as a species compared to the age of the Earth. Forget about the age of the cosmos. Which means, on that scale, we're about 1/100th of a second old. Really, really a very young, if not to say primitive, species. And our behaviors reflect that. We are barbarian and primitive in many ways in how we behave with each other. To use one striking example, for instance, we decided that it's okay for our governments to kill people in order to demonstrate to people that it's wrong to kill people. And we fail to see the contradiction. We call this the death penalty. And so we actually put people to death because they put other people to death. And we want the world to know that it's wrong to kill people. So we kill them to demonstrate that, thereby violating Einstein's great moment of clarity, his great observation, when he said, "You cannot solve any problem using the same energy that created it." But we continue to try to solve killing, to end killing by killing others. We continue to try to solve the problem of terror with more terror, to put an end to anger with more anger. And so on down the line. We do the same thing over and over again, in fact, throughout the course of human history, the short period of time that we've been existing as a species of sentient beings. And, of course, we all know that doing the same thing over and over again for thousands of years, expecting to get a different result, is the definition of insanity. Or if not insanity, certainly immaturity, rank immaturity. And so in our extraordinary immaturity as a species, we keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting to get a different result. But the times, they are changing. And as we grow out of our infancy and into our adolescence as a species of sentient beings in the cosmos, we begin to, at least a few of us, see maybe there's something we don't fully understand here, the understanding of which would change everything.
You know, that's a good pause point because it will keep people on the edge of their seats. We need to take a break in just a minute. And I want to make sure our listeners know how to find you and this new book and more information about what we're going to be talking about today is those thousand words that would change everything and your new book. So what website would you like us to send the listeners to?
I think it would be best sent to evolutionrevolution.net.
Okay, that's evolutionrevolution.net. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, what is that that may change everything? And really, what did we have wrong in our infancy? So we will return right after this.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give Love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schauf. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8th. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
We're back, and this is the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. My guest today is Neil Donald Walsh, and we're talking about a very, very special event coming up this week, and we'll fill you in on that later in the show. But first, in our last segment, Neil, you said, what is it we don't understand that if we did understand would change everything? Let's answer that for our listeners, shall we?
Well, I can give them my answer. I'm not sure it's their answer, but my answer that I have observed and received in my conversations with God is that we are making two huge mistakes. What we don't understand, and number one, is that we have set completely the wrong priorities, absolutely the wrong priorities for a life on Earth. That is, the largest number of us have. This doesn't apply to everybody who's listening right now, of course, but the largest number of people on the Earth certainly and observably have established simply the wrong priorities. And then the second mistake that most people on the Earth have made is that we imagine ourselves to be separate from everything else. The idea of separation is probably the single most damaging individual notion that human beings have embraced upon the Earth, and they've embraced it en masse. That is, the largest number of us, billions and billions and billions of us, those who believe in God and those who don't, have embraced in the largest majority for sure, the notion that we are separate from each other. So exploring the first question, the first mistake that we've made, the first misunderstanding, we think that, you know, our priorities are right. We were told as children in some form or another that we need to get out there, you know, and get the guy, get the girl, get the car, get the job, get the house, get the spouse, get the kids, get the grandkids, get the better car, get the better job, get the better spouse, get the better spouse, get the better spouse, get the better spouse, get the better job, get the house, you know, the bigger house on the corner, get the office in the corner, get the sign on the door of the office, get the, you know, get the big title, get the raise, and then finally get the gray hair, get the retirement watch, get the cruise tickets, get the sickness, and get the hell out. And that's basically our life pattern. These are our priorities for the largest number of people on the Earth, all based on a single misunderstanding that the fundamental instinct of humanity is survival. Survival is called the basic instinct. It is, however, not the basic instinct. If survival were the basic instinct, when the chips are down, we would not run into the burning building to save the baby. We would not run into the middle of traffic in Times Square to push the child out of the way of the raging bus. We would not stand in front of someone who is being attacked and act as a shield. We do those things instinctively, without even thinking. And when we get news reports of people who have done exactly that, and reporters ask them, you know, how could you be such a hero? It's amazing you're such a hero. Almost to a person, people say there's nothing heroic about it. Anybody would have done it, which is, of course, true. Because the fundamental instinct is not survival. It is the expression of divinity. It is the impulse toward the experience of who we really are. And when the chips are down, we immediately and almost inevitably move toward that instinct. However, except when the chips are down, in the other times between those crisis and critical moments, we have been convinced by our society that, in fact, survival is the basic instinct. So we have to do whatever it takes to survive, and by the way, if you don't mind, to be happy while we are surviving. And we think that what's going to make us happy is get the guy, get the girl, get the car, get the job, get the house, get the better car, get the better job, get the better house, get the spouse, get the better spouse, get the better spouse, etc., etc. All the things that our media, our movies, our video games, our books, our entertainments of every kind tell us that we ought to be striving for, none of which, by the way, have anything to do with the real reason we are here or who we are. In the book, The Only Thing That Matters, the first chapter, I beg your pardon, the first paragraph of the first chapter says the following. 98% of the world's people are spending 98% of their time on things that don't matter, that have nothing to do with who you are and why you're on the earth. So we have set for ourselves an extraordinarily mistaken set of priorities, reaching out and straining and stressing for things that have nothing to do whatsoever with why we came into physicality. But that notion or clarity around that idea, if you please, could only arise from deeper clarity around the larger question of who we are. I mean, who are we really? Every human being ultimately has to ask themselves the question, who am I? Am I a biological creature, no different from a dolphin or a whale or a bird, except to complexity? Maybe I'm a more sophisticated version, but other than that, I'm just a very, very smart mammal who walks the earth, who breathes, and who dies, and then that's the end of it. Or, in fact, are we something larger than that? Is it possible that we are spiritual beings having a body and a mind, but that we are not our body and not our mind, but merely that which has a body and a mind? If we adopt the second view, that we are, in fact, spiritual entities, spiritual beings, having a body and a mind, the inevitable question must then follow. Why? Why do I have a body and a mind? Did I really, as a spiritual being, bring myself into physicality to get the guy, get the girl, get the car, get the job, get the house, get the spouse? Is that really, really why I came from spirituality into physicality? Or is that just stuff that I'm doing because I've been told by my culture that I'm supposed to be doing those things? But what if I really came here for an entirely different reason, having to do with the expression and the experience, the fulfillment of who I really am, that which is, the whole of all of it, might know itself in, as, and through us? Might there be a divine reason for my being on the earth? But if that were true, I would have to notice that I am, in fact, not separate from all that is, but an expression of it. Yet most people who believe in a God at all, who believe in a higher power, believe in a separation theology. That is, a theology that says that God's over there and we're over here, and never the twain shall meet. Which wouldn't be so bad if it ended there, but it doesn't end there, because most people who believe in a separation theology move into a separation cosmology, that is a cosmological way of holding all of life, that says everything, in fact, is separate from everything else. And that separation cosmology produces inevitably a separation psychology, that is an individual experience of life that says, I'm all alone. I wish I weren't, but I am. I have to do what I can to join with other people when it's possible, but I am essentially all alone. I'm over here, and you're over there. I'm over here, and God's over there. And that separation psychology produces inevitably a separation sociology, that is, entire societies and groups within societies that imagine themselves to be separate from each other with separate interests and separate concerns. And unfortunately, a separation sociology inevitably produces a separation pathology, that is, pathological behaviors of self-destruction. Pick up the morning paper if you think I'm making this up. Now, the solution to all of this is to set aside our idea of separation, the notion that we are separate from each other, separate from life in a certain way of thinking, and certainly separate from God, and to separate ourselves, if you please, from only one thing, the notion that survival is our basic instinct, but rather to embrace finally and at last the truth of the matter, that our fundamental instinct is the expression of divinity. Such a simple change in our awareness and understanding of what life is all about could alter the world's experience of itself in 24 hours.
I just want to pause there and breathe that in, and I really appreciate you coming back to that, because the examples that you gave for our listeners are so powerful that it can shift their consciousness. When you're talking about the burning building and the child under the car, and that literally that is just real concrete evidence that survival isn't our basic instinct, something else is. So I really appreciate that. I really want our listeners to just soak in that awareness. And then coming back to this expression of our divinity, and literally it could change things in just 24 hours. Now, we only have a few minutes before the break, but one of the questions that the Evolution Revolution has proposed is, how is it possible that these 7 billion people all want the same thing and we're unable to get it? So we started to kind of play around with what the answer could be. And literally, I really appreciate how you've laid out this map of separation theology, cosmology, psychology. I'm right there with you. So if you could, in just a minute or two, Neil, let's talk about just a few important morsels of how can we shift this in 24 hours? What do we need to do? What could our listeners do? And then we'll pick that back up after the break. But we just have a few minutes. What could our listeners do right now in this moment that could help shift this?
What I've done in my life and what I recommend to others if they're interested in moving on this path is to simply consider every single minute of your life what I call a burning building moment. If I'm having a small disagreement with my spouse, my beloved other, in the kitchen, which happens to all people who live together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's not an unpleasant, it's not the most pleasant moment, I look at it and I think, what if this were a burning building moment? How would I respond then? Would I respond, try to guarantee my own survival in this interaction to make sure that everyone knows that I'm right and that she's wrong? Or would I respond in an entirely different way, moving toward my impulse toward divinity? What if I'm upset about a piece of mail that I get or an email that I just read or what somebody says to me on the street? What if I thought that that was a burning building moment? How then would I respond? So the shortcut answer, the shorthand answer to your question is, I try to look upon each moment in my life as if it were the burning building moment. Who am I really? And what would it take for me to step up and call every moment critical in the sense that it allows me and indeed has been created for me to have the perfect context within which I might announce and declare, express and fulfill, become and experience in fullness who I really am.
Thank you. That was beautiful. I really appreciate your words are so poetic and yet just pierce right to the core of this. And that is a really good tip, the burning building moment. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I know, Neil, you have lots more tips to give to our listeners. And we're going to answer some of those questions. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll return right after this.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We're We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and I am Dr. Julie Kroll, speaking here today with Neil Donald Walsh. And there's so many beautiful things happening, and one thing this week is an event called the Global Day of Awakening. And Neil, we kind of touched on it right before the break when we were talking about what would change everything. And one of the things that you and a very large community on the planet are planning is to really share 1,000 words that would change the world. Let's start by first talking about what are the 1,000 words that would change the world.
May I just back away from that just for one half second and describe why we're doing that? In the year 1517, a man named Martin Luther, who all of us have heard about, took a single piece of paper and tacked it to the church house door in Wittenberg, Germany. And on that piece of paper, he wrote what he called his 95 Theses. That single piece of paper tacked to that church house door in Wittenberg produced the Reformation, because it was copied, sent around, distributed, and before we knew it, an entire movement protesting the certain doctrines and dogmas and practices of the church in those days, in those times. That paper that was protesting those movements created, in fact, the Reformation, which produced the Protestant movement and the Protestant church as we know it today, and ultimately leading to even larger changes on the earth called the Renaissance. So that's the reason. What we are doing on Thursday, on the 12th of March, is to, if I could, imitate or duplicate what Martin Luther did. But rather than just attacking a piece of paper on one church house door, we're inviting people to tack a piece of paper, but don't tack it there. Don't deface the property. Just use a little masking tape or whatever. But stick it up onto the church house doors, the doors of every synagogue, temple, mosque, house of worship of any kind, as well as all the telephone posts in your community, all the utility posts, all of the doors of all the shops and the shop windows, and for that matter, even fold them up and put them under the windshield wipers of all the cars and all the parking lots. And on that piece of paper will be 1,000 words that change the world. Words that, in fact, create the entirety of Chapter 2 of a book called What God Said, in which we've taken the messages of conversations with God and reduced them to 1,000 words. Now, I don't know if I can read the whole document here, because it is, in fact, 1,000 words, but some of the more important items, since you asked the question, we've already gave one of them. Now, these are the 1,000 ideas that would change the world, or the 1,000 words, that we are all one. All things are one thing. There's only one thing, and all things are part of the one thing that there is. This means you are divine. You are not your body, you are not your mind, and you are not your soul. You are the unique combination of all three, which comprises the totality of you. You are, in fact, an individuation of divinity and expression of God on earth. Another one of the 1,000-word statements, there's enough. It's not necessary to compete for, much less fight over, your resources. All you have to do is share. There's nothing you have to do. There's much you will do, but nothing you are required to do. God wants nothing, needs nothing, demands nothing, and commands nothing. God talks to everyone all the time. The question is not to whom does God talk. The question is who listens. And there are some, intriguing, if not controversial, statements among the 1,000 words as well. For instance, this one. There's no such thing as right and wrong. There's only what works and what does not work, given what it is you are trying to do. No one does anything inappropriate, given their model of the world. There's no such place as hell. And eternal damnation does not exist. Indeed, death does not exist. What you call death is merely a process of re-identification. Love is all there is. Everything is an expression of love in one form or another. There is nothing that is not an expression of love, although there are things that can be a distortion of that expression. And one of the most important messages I ever received in conversations with God, your life has nothing to do with you. It is about everyone whose life you touch and the way in which you touch it. That's just a portion of the list. The entire list can be found at evolutionrevolution.net, and it can be also downloaded, in case you want to download the document, in one of 8 languages. You can download it in your local language and then make some copies of it and spread it around wherever, even upload it back on the internet to all of your Facebook friends, send it off to all the people in your email address book, And simply decide on March the 12th, that you're going to be just putting it out there as part of the evolution revolution, which is Awakening Day, to awaken humanity to a new set of ideas that could, in fact, if they were embraced, change the world entire. And I'll give you one final one just to give you a little taste of what's to come, because there are many more statements, but the final one I'll offer here is, the purpose of your life is to recreate yourself anew in the next grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are.
Mm. Beautiful. And that is one of the messages from one of your earliest books, I believe, which is really powerful for people. And when they think about that, my gosh. You know, the interesting thing about what you're doing with evolution revolution and this global day of awakening, when you compare it to Martin Luther and the whole Reformation, it started off with one essay posted on one church in Germany, and it spread. And think back on 1517, literally people would have to go out and probably hand copy that and get it around and you know, and really spread it. We have the potential here on the planet with social media and the internet to really splash this big. So I hope our listeners are inspired by this action. They can go to evolutionrevolution.net. They can download a copy, and literally that can be put everywhere. So
I want to just add this, and thank you for saying that. There's nothing more powerful in terms of changing the world and changing individual lives. Nothing more powerful. In fact, all the armies of the world are not powerful enough to stop an idea whose time has come. Mm. Victor Hugo famously said that, and he was right.
Yeah, I appreciate that too. And you know, so I want to just expand on that right there, that the time has come, and here's an idea. And more than just individuals connecting with these words, I think it's I'm gonna ask your opinion, but I feel like it is really more powerful when we can begin to dialogue with others, even when they don't agree or they're not in the same place of consciousness. But just to hold that consciousness inside of ourselves, hold that awareness, hold these words, and go, yeah, I resonate with it, and then feel disconnected from everybody else, wondering, what do they believe? But if we really want to change our beliefs, how can we inspire people to begin talking to their friends and their family and people in the grocery store and their neighbors to really make this shift in our beliefs so it's not coming from this scary place of separation?
Well, I have two pieces of advice around that. The first piece of advice is a direct answer to your question. I never try to convince anyone or persuade anyone to adopt a set of beliefs or change their beliefs or even look at a new way of being. That's not what I do on a personal one-on-one basis. Of course, that's the point of my writing and the point of my books, and more broadly to the public at large. But individually in the grocery store with my friends and neighbors and people that I meet individually, I never do that. In fact, most of the people that I meet on the street or in grocery stores, and a large number of people, frankly, who even know me personally at the post office and elsewhere, have no idea what I do. They don't even know what I'm doing in the world, because I don't walk around trying to proselytize or convince anyone of anything. I merely hope to, at least, I seek to demonstrate what it is that I would like to see other people stepping into as a new way of being human upon the earth. So I think it's by demonstration, my first answer to your question, that if we're ever going to convince anyone of all, anyone of anything at all, the way we're going to convince them is by demonstrating. And I want to even say by demonstrating what? By demonstrating divinity. I'm not suggesting for 1 minute that I do that, but that is my hope and my intention. That is my effort. That is what I'm seeking to do, and better to at least seek to do it, even if you don't do it completely, than not to seek it at all. I'm writing a book now. My next book is called Demonstrating Divinity, The Ultimate Invitation. And so that's the real answer to your question, is that we move through the world in such a way that everyone whose life we touch begins to think to themselves, gosh, you know, what does this person understand? what does he know? There's something she knows, something she's aware of, that I'm apparently not aware of, because look how she moves through the world, how she talks, how she teaches, how she experiences others, how she expresses herself with others. Simply look at how she is and how he is being. Now, the second answer to the question, or the second part of my answer is, it would be enough if we simply didn't seek to change anyone else's mind, but simply sought simply to ignite, to inspire, to awaken those who already agree. That is, there are millions of people, actually billions of people, millions and millions and millions of people who are already among the cultural creatives, who hear what you and I are saying right now on this program and are in agreement with it. In fact, I would say that that's true of most of the people, as an example, to use one example, who are listening to your program right now, the thousands who are out there listening, because they wouldn't be listening if they didn't already agree. I would have to venture that probably 85 to 90% of the people who are listening right now are already in agreement. They're already nodding their head yes. So our opportunity is not to try to convince someone else who does not agree or does not appear to agree or may not be aware, but in fact, to ignite those who already are, because if by doing that, we will cause others who are thinking the way we are thinking to notice and to experience, oh my goodness, I'm not alone. Oh, here I thought I was the only one out here thinking like this. And in fact, although I'm outnumbered for sure, I'm definitely not alone. And there are many, many millions of other people. You know, 15 million people alone have read the Conversations with God books published in 37 languages. That doesn't even take into account the other marvelous messengers and the messages that have come through them, from Deepak to Eckhart to Byron Katie to Marianne Williamson and all the others that we could name here. If we start adding those numbers up together, you're talking about not a small number of people. So the question now is, what could we do to ignite all of them to nod their head yes and say, what would occur on this planet if we all chose to move together in the same direction at the same time? That's what the evolution revolution is all about.
Excellent. Perfect time for a break. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, more inspiration from Neil Donald Walsh.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. And I just want to remind you, please tune in to thedrjulieshow.com and you can see all of our upcoming guests. And all the archives are right there on that page as well. So if you want to re-listen to this show, go ahead and go to thedrjulieshow.com and you'll find the link there. And also stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie, where we continue the conversation. And today we've had Neil Donald Walsh with us, and we're talking about this Global Day of Awakening. You can go to evolutionrevolution.net. Neil, why did you name it evolutionrevolution.net?
Well, because that's exactly what it is. It's a network of people who are choosing to join together, hold hands, and march forward as a team in the evolution revolution. It's a revolution in the evolution of humanity. That is, we are no longer, those of us who are moving in this direction, no longer satisfied with watching our evolutionary process continue in the way it has been, at the speed it has been, as slow as it has been, and in some ways in what one would call a non-beneficial direction. So for those who are not totally satisfied with what they see evolution now producing in terms of speed and direction, there's an opportunity here to actually launch a revolution in that evolutionary process. That's what the evolution revolution is all about, and we invite people all over the world. Several thousand people now have already registered as members of that little core team, if you please, who will be now spending the next year with us just doing little things in their community and just small activities that don't require a great deal of time and effort, but just enough that when done together as a massive or a group of people, when 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people are doing the same things at the same time, suddenly it does begin to have an impact. So we call it the evolution revolution because that's precisely what we are aiming to produce, a revolution in the evolution of humanity.
I like that. And, you know, the thing about just a few thousand people doing things in the synchronized way is, again, going back to that Martin Luther example, where literally we're planting seeds all over the planet that can grow much quicker in this evolution revolution process than even back in 1517. But it happened very quickly back then.
Yes, it certainly did, and it produced worldwide ramifications that are felt even to this very day. So, but someone far more eloquent than you or I will ever be once said, wherever two or more are gathered, there is enormous power. And so we are offering the humanity now an opportunity to actually create leverage. That's what we're really about, you know. We're just about creating leverage. So many people that talk to you and me both, I know we both heard it from our listeners and those who attend our talks and so forth. What can I do? I wish there was something that I could do. I see the same thing you are broadcasting about. I see the same thing, Neil, that you're writing your books about. But I don't know what I can do. And I say to them, and when I respond to that candidly, there's not much that individually you can do. You can do a little bit, but, you know, the truth is you're right. I mean, against the entire world, but with leverage, see. And as John F. Kennedy said many, many years ago, divided there is little we can do. Together there's little we cannot do. So if we now just move together and stand together and multiply ourselves, use what I call the multiplier effect, to create, in fact, that leverage, we can leverage our own numbers such that the power of what we choose to place into the world becomes virtually impossible to ignore.
So knowing, coming from your perspective with conversations from God and your wisdom, do we need to come together to leverage, or can one person independently be in their home changing their beliefs and making a difference?
Well, of course, the answer is yes. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
The world has always been changed. ultimately by one person who begins it, like Martin Luther, whether it was Martin Luther in 1517 or Martin Luther King Jr. in the 60s and 70s, I mean, in the 60s, whoever we're talking about, there's always a person, and it takes a number of individuals to produce that community of spiritual activists that generate change. So there's no doubt that a person in their home can add to the collective consciousness and the collective energies that are moving in a particular direction. What we're suggesting in the Evolution Revolution is that it might be time, however, to take the next step. And one does not have to lose one's anonymity in order to do that. You know, a lot of people say to me, I'm a little shy. I'm not really one of those people who wants to be out there and be seen a lot. Surely there must be something that I can do, in fact, in my own home, in the privacy, if you please, of my own domain. And I say, yes, exactly, but that doesn't mean you have to do it alone. You can still do it virtually anonymously and privately, such as what we're doing on Thursday. This document, 1,000 Words That Could Change the World, can be sent around the world or distributed around the world without you leaving your house. And even in some cases, if you want to leave your house, you can do it virtually anonymously. I mean, you can just go to a parking lot of any major shopping center and put the paper under the windshield wipers of all the cars you see, and then scram, then just kind of get out of there. And nobody's going to worry about who put that paper there. And only one out of, to be honest, only one out of 100 people will actually look at it and read it. The other 99 will, in fact, just crush it up and throw it away. We all know that. But if one out of 100 turns it over and reads it and says, wow, wait a minute, this is starting to make sense, then your venturing out of your house that day for that hour to put that piece of paper under that windshield wiper will have, in fact, made a difference. So there are a lot of ways to act individually. You know, to, as somebody said years ago, act locally and affect the world globally, and there are a lot of ways to do that. But can we do it without even stepping out of our house? Absolutely. We can add to the collective energy of the cosmos, and there's no question that that is part of what we can all do. I would hope that we all would do that, in fact, in order to increase the number of people on the planet who are helping us to move in the direction of our choosing rather than in the way we have been going, which has produced a world that's simply not working.
Thank you for that. You know, I know right now in this moment, we have hundreds of thousands of people tuning and listening that are a part of the Evolution Revolution. We want to say hi to them. They're on the Facebook page. They're out there getting busy. They're communicating. They're planning. And we just have a minute before we close, Neil. So would you like to give one little closing pep talk to them as they get out on Thursday to do this good work in the world?
I want to simply say to all of you, whether you're now formally a part of the movement or deciding to be a part of the movement or just one of those who wants to add your energy to it from a distance, notice that all it takes to change the world is a handful of committed people who've chosen to do so, but not necessarily to change the planet alone. That's not the only reason, but to change your own life as well. When you work to evolve your own spiritual identity and become the grandest version of the greatest vision ever you had about who you are, you automatically change the world. So this is about moving forward in your own personal evolution as well, which is the purpose of your whole life.
Beautiful. Okay, everyone, that is evolutionrevolution.net. You can also find them on Facebook, but start with the website, sign up, get involved, and the 1,000 Words That Would Change the World document is right there. You can click it, download it, copy, print. It's all right there. So thank you so much for joining us today, Neil.
Well, thank you for asking me. It's very generous of you, and I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you all right back here next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give Love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, "Over here." Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.